This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado will become the first state in the nation to create special units for transgender women in Colorado prisons. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports it follows a 2019 class action lawsuit.
The suit, brought by 400 people who are or have been in prison, alleged they had been subjected to sexual violence and harassment behind bars and denied adequate health care. The agreement will create two new units for transgender women, one in the men's prison in Sterling, Colorado, the other in the women's facility in Denver. Scott Medlock is one of the attorneys who represented the women.
We hope that this will prove to be a model for the nation because people will see it can be done safely this way, and the sky's not going to fall when we drop a bunch of people into a prison where they hadn't been before.
The agreement, which must be signed by the judge, includes a $2.1 million payout to plaintiffs. I'm Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Several Colorado cities limit how many unrelated people can live together, but a new bill at the state capitol might change that. The proposal would still allow for occupancy limits, but based on recognized health and safety standards. Supporters say local occupancy limits strip homeowners of their property rights. Opponents from both parties say home sharing could ruin neighborhoods. A teacher and athletic trainer at Widefield High School is being honored by the American Red Cross for saving a student's life. Widefield was playing a soccer game in October when one of the opposing players collapsed on the field. Teacher Laura Smith reached this player and could not find a pulse. She performed CPR and restarted his heart with a defibrillator. Smith will be honored in Denver this weekend. The state's health system is providing care for an unexpected rise in the number of new immigrants, including in hospital emergency rooms.
This really has to do with additional patients that perhaps we weren't staffed for, we weren't planning on seeing.
That's in just a few minutes here on Morning Edition. This is CPR News.